This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Before the year ends, we're checking in with some of our Marketplace beat reporters and what they're watching for next year. Today, we're chatting about education, where one of the biggest stories of 2014 was standardized testing, or more specifically, the backlash against standardized testing. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us now from our education desk at WYPR in Baltimore. Hi, Amy.
Hey, Adrienne.
So a whole lot of folks protested this year about test after test after test for kids in classrooms. What are you expecting next year in 2015?
Probably more of the same. This spring, we'll be seeing the first big round of testing tied to the new Common Core standards, which more than 40 states have adopted. And opposition to the standards themselves, of course, has been growing, but the tests are also expected to be harder. And in states like New York, where students have already taken them, scores have plummeted. Much of the testing will also be computerized rather than pencil and paper, so there's some resistance there. And so you have a lot of stressed out kids and parents who are really worried about how their kids are going to do on these tests and how their scores will be used.
How did we get to the point where kids are spending so many days testing?
Well, the big push really dates back to No Child Left Behind, you know, the federal education law that George W. Bush signed 13 years ago. And it required states to test kids from grades 3 through 8 every year and then once in high school. And it held schools accountable for making progress on those tests. But many schools also have additional state and district tests, which is how you get to schools that have, you know, 60 to 80 days devoted to testing.
What's the problem? What do people who say we're testing kids too much say?
Well, teachers say it's disruptive to the school day and that spending a lot of time preparing for tests is not the same thing as learning. I spoke with Linda Hansen, who's a reading specialist in Arlington, Massachusetts, and also the president of the teachers union there. She says teachers agree that some standardized testing is appropriate, you know, to keep track of how kids are doing and how schools are doing.
But this overemphasis on accountability, first and foremost, feels like it's really taking the focus and attention away from where it should be, which should be on helping teachers become better at what they do so students can learn more.
And, you know, even U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan said in an op-ed earlier this year that testing issues are, quote, sucking the oxygen out of the room in a lot of schools. So this backlash has really reached all the way to the top.
So are we going to see fewer tests in 2015, do you think?
Well, in the past few years, several states and school boards have moved to reduce the number of tests that students take. And the Council of Chief State School Officers, which represents, you know, the heads of education in states, is leading sort of an audit of the amount of testing and the quality around the country. Meanwhile, No Child Left Behind is long overdue for a rewrite. And if that finally happens with this next Congress, it is likely to take on this issue of testing.
Marketplace's Amy Scott. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.